Blackstone Audio presents The Cold Kiss by John Rector. For Amy, of course. Freezing was not so bad as people thought. There were lots worse ways to die. Jack London. Part 1. 1. It was just starting to snow when we pulled off the highway and into the parking lot of the Red Oak Tavern. There was nothing special to the place, a couple of gas pumps out front and a neon open sign buzzing its welcome behind dirty glass. The inside was clean and warm and smelled like grease and onions, and by the time the waitress brought our coffee, I'd managed to shake the road out of my head and was beginning to feel alive again. We sat for a while not saying much, drinking our coffee. We were the only ones inside except for a man whispering into a payphone on the other side of the lunch counter. I don't think we would have noticed him at all if it wasn't for his cough. The sound, wet and choking, was hard to ignore. I did my best. Sarah didn't. "My grandfather had a cough like that," she said, "right before he died. It was terrible." "It doesn't sound good." "When he got real bad, he'd cough and spray blood and mucus all over everything, his clothes, the furniture, the walls, everything." She sipped her coffee.
"Do you know what it's like having to pick scabs out of your hair at night because someone..."